B.J. Barham. He's performing in 48 states and 53 shows in 59 days. And tonight he's at the Dyson House in Baton Rouge. So you have a chance. 7 o'clock is showtime. And B.J. Barham was in Belgium and less than 2 hours from Paris when the terrorist attacks occurred November 13th, 2015. B.J., the events of that day had a profound effect on you, didn't they?
Yeah, for sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, sorry. I can hear the music playing over my phone. It was a rough day. We were in Belgium about 45 minutes from the attacks, and they got us off stage. We went back to Belgium, and I was off for 2 days, and I wrote the entire record in the hotel room, kind of mentally checking out and going back home. And I wrote songs about my grandfather, my father, about the small town in North Carolina that I came from.
Well, you were involved and still are with American Aquarium. Tell us about this.
American Aquarium has been my band for the last 12 years. Started it in college. We've been traveling the country. We've played over 3,000 shows the last decade. And very much still involved with the band. This was my first kind of departure for a solo record. And the only reason I had any kind of departure for a solo record was because it's about where I'm from. Nobody else in the band is from Reidsville, North Carolina. And so I felt like it was a little bit too personal of a record to put the band's name on. So that's why it's under the solo moniker.
When you say 3,000 shows in a decade, it's fairly easy to do the math. That's 300 a year. You don't take many nights off, do you?
There's not many nights off. Back in the 2011, 2012, 2013, the most we ever played in a year was 308. But most years are between 250 and 300. We stay busy, and currently on a 59-day tour of all 48 states. All 48 lower states. So, I don't have a lot of downtime.
Who were your inspirations as far as your musical background?
I'm a huge fan of storytellers. I'm a huge fan of Springsteen, Dylan, Tom Petty, Ryan Adams, the Drive-By Truckers. Anybody who tells kind of Southern narrative, I'm a huge fan of that. I can't hide where I'm from. I'm from a tiny little place in Reidsville, North Carolina, so the stuff that I'm writing is very distinctively Southern, but I think that people can relate to it around the country. There's small towns everywhere, north, south, east, west, and I think that's why this record's having kind of the impact it's having on folks.
Rockingham is called A Stunning Personal Portrait of Small Town America, and it's part of the world you know well. You perform in big cities and small ones. Is there an audience that is particularly fun to be with?
Yeah, I really enjoy kind of just getting out and seeing the world. This past year I've taken this Rockingham record to 11 countries, getting ready to take it to all 48 lower states this summer. It resonates everywhere, no matter if I'm in a big town or a small town. Those people in that big town are usually all from small towns, and they move there for either job, work, education. So I think anybody who's ever grown up in a small town can relate to this. It's just about the struggles of what's happening to small town America every single year. When businesses are leaving and fleeting and leaving hundreds, thousands of people without jobs, that's how it was in my town. And I wrote very specifically about my town. But what I realized when I traveled around and told these stories every night is it's happening all over the country. So,
how do you keep that voice going when you're performing so much?
Man, my wife is really good. I'm terrible about keeping my voice healed up. But my wife's really good about giving me a glass of hot tea when I get off stage taking my throat drops and all that kind of stuff. So she's pretty good about medicating me before and after so that I can sing every night.
And B.J. Barham, you've had some ups and downs. You've made no secret of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty open. I spent most of my 20s struggling with substance abuse. Happy to announce that as of August 31st of this year, I'll be sober for 3 years. So I was able to, put some of those demons at bay. Also, being in a band, we're a 100% independent band. And so we've kind of earned it the hard way. There's been no labels. There's been no big breaks. It's been us going out playing 300 shows a year and winning over fans one at a time. And so, you know, everything we've earned it the hard way, but I think that's the right way to earn it.
And it didn't come easy. It took a lot of years to get to this point, didn't it?
Yeah, it's the 12-year overnight success, you know.
And tonight at 7 at the Dyson House, you can hear B.J. Barham.